acclaimed flautist Damari McGill performs for a concert benefiting the Benjamin Carlson Byrne Scholarship Fund on Thursday, March 22nd. Susan Carlson and Ixi Chen, Artistic Director of Concert Nova, are here to tell us more. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan, tell us about the Scholarship Fund.
The Scholarship Fund was founded in 2004 in memory of our late son, Ben, who was a classical pianist. He died in a hiking accident in 2002, and in 2004, we formed the scholarship in his name. The scholarship is unique in a lot of ways. We provide classical music instrument lessons to youth who could not otherwise afford the lessons. And we provide them with the highest quality teachers that we can locate for them. And once we start funding them for private lessons, we fund them all the way to high school graduation. So it's a pretty unique scholarship in that sense. And the students all have to qualify for free and reduced lunches in order to be a part of the scholarship program. We have a wonderful partner in Concert Nova, who is our artistic partner, and we have a fiscal partner in activities beyond the classroom. So we're kind of a tripart group, and Concert Nova has been wonderful in supplying our teachers and mentoring our students, which is part of what we hope to do with the scholarship.
Ixi, tell us a little bit more about Concert Nova's involvement.
Sure. Concert Nova started a next generation program about 4 years ago, and that was to initially train young pre-professional artists to not only perform, but learn how to market and brand themselves, understand how to create a nonprofit and how to create a board and how to create their own career that's not necessarily in the field of orchestral performance. And so with the 3 or 4 years of Next Generation started, we were about to turn to the next phase of that, which is high school and junior high. And when we were introduced to Susan and Phil, we thought, wow, what a wonderful opportunity. And it has been our privilege to serve as teachers and mentors for both students at SCPA and Withrow High School this year. Okay. It's been very rewarding in many ways. And also, we feel that it's very important to teach, not only to give the lessons individually, but to teach the students to work together as a team and integrate more arts-based learning in schools, to put the A back in STEM, to make it STEAM.
And how many students have been involved with the scholarship since its inception?
You have to think with our students in terms of lesson years that we've provided. So since 2004, we've provided over 120 lessons to 48 youth in the Cincinnati area. And in addition, we have just started on this new grant program through a generous grant donation from the FAL Family Foundation and the Purdy Family Foundation to expand into Withrow High School. So that's what Ixi was referring to, is that they have an orchestra, but they do not have any way to provide private lessons to the student or individual lessons to the students. So we're doing not only individual lessons with five of those students, but we're also doing ensemble coaching and master classes with Concert Nova and interactive performances, which is another big facet of what Ixi was talking about with the next gen of really involving large numbers of students in really a creative look at how they can experientially be involved in the music.
The students learn how to even tune their instruments. You know, of course, you learn how to do that in your lesson, but when you have to play with somebody else and you're focused on yourself, but also the conductor and your colleagues and your friends to play together in harmony is the next step.
Well, let's talk now about Damari McGill. He's had quite an impressive career, and I'd like to know a little more about him.
He is an acclaimed flutist, and he has played with major orchestras all over the world. And he's part of the McGill-McHale trio with his brother and another gentleman. And they have really been all over the world playing. And so he happens to be a visiting professor right now at UC. And we're catching him when he flies in to teach lessons, and then he flies back out. So we are very grateful that he agreed to give his time to this concert, which is our major fundraising concert. We do it every other year, and you're going to have a delightful evening with Demare and Concert Nova also, and with one of our students currently will play a short piece, and in addition, one of our students who has since gone on to get his master's degree, or I think he's working on his master's degree now at CCM, and he is now one of our teachers. And so he will also be playing a piece. So it's going to be an evening of all kinds of different delights.
I have played with Damari at the Lake Tahoe Summerfest and love working with him. So I'm very much looking forward to putting together a chamber performance with him.
And he's also going to be doing some work at Withrow, I believe. Is that right?
No, I think he's going to be teaching a master class at SCPA.
So he'll be doing a master class for students there?
Yes, on the 21st, I believe.
And the concert takes place at SCPA. Will there be an opportunity for the audience to meet him and the students?
Yes, there'll be a Meet the Artist dessert reception afterwards. And so I think everyone will get a chance to interact. And he is a delightful person, just as warm and generous as he can be. So I think everyone will enjoy meeting him. And the concert actually will be in the Mayerson Theater at SCPA.
What have you observed in over 10 years of having this scholarship opportunity available? What kinds of changes have you seen in the students who come through?
Well, what we see is because we have them over time, not just one year, we see their progression, not only in their musical development, but in their personal development as well. We see students that start out so anxious that they can barely function when they get on the stage. We have a yearly recital. Students have to perform every year a 2 to 3 minute solo piece, and they're very anxious at first, and they are so proud of themselves afterwards. Their parents are very proud of them. They've really never had, many of them, the opportunity to do this. Some of them have then just gone on to incredible heights, and many of them have gone on to major in music, and their appreciation of classical music is what we're after. Our late son, who volunteered his time in high school to expose kids that maybe had not had that exposure to classical music because he loved it and wanted to share it. He taught them lessons. He got them instruments. And that's why we continued to have this scholarship. He was interested in them having an enjoyment of classical music. That's what he was after, not being the most talented person around or anything like that, but just enjoy it. And I think that when you don't have that pressure on you that I have to be the best person here, I have to be this, I have to be that, I'm just going to get in here and do it and enjoy it. What we see is that they really, really grow. 81% of our students stay in the program until they graduate. We have a very little of a dropout rate. And the parents, the kids are so appreciative. And yeah, now we have one that is one of our teachers.
Ixie, you want to add anything?
We hope that this partnership continues to grow and thrive.
Because those are not only our future ensemble members and musicians, they're also our future audiences.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Susan Carlson and Ixie Chen. Damari McGill's performance benefiting the Carlson Byrne Scholarship takes place on March 22nd at 7 p.m. at SCPA. You can learn more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.